With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Two presidential debates now on the calendar. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
After trading challenges and barbs on social media, President Biden and former President Trump agreed to hold a pair of general election debates. The first one will be on June 27th, hosted by CNN. It'll be at the network's Atlanta studios with no audience. On September 10th, ABC will host the other debate. The Trump campaign also proposed additional debates in July and August. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a lawyer for U.S. Senator Bob Menendez blaming the politician's wife for his legal problems, saying the Democrat wasn't aware his spouse had taken the gifts from a trio of businessmen. This came after Assistant U.S. Attorney Lara Pomerantz told the jury Menendez was a corrupt senator who traded his power in return for bribes of gold bars, cash, and a car. Police dismantling a pro-Palestinian encampment early today at DePaul University in Chicago, hours after the school's president told students to leave the area or face arrest. House Republicans plan to hold U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland in contempt of Congress and in the process explore an impeachment of President Biden.
The GOP plan for Garland seems to string together two seemingly unrelated probes, Special Counsel Robert Hur's review of President Biden's handling of classified records, and its own impeachment investigation. The back-to-back contempt hearings slated for today in the House Judiciary and Oversight Committees come after both sought the audio recording of President Biden's interview with Hur. The panels already have the transcript of that interview. Each will review resolutions accusing Garland of both having hindered their oversight of Hur as well as having impeded the committee's impeachment inquiry. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The Dow had 14 points, but the NASDAQ is losing 4. This is SRN News. Are you satisfied with your life?
According to a wide-ranging Gallup poll, only 47% of Americans are, quote, very satisfied with their personal life, the lowest percentage in nearly 15 years. However, the survey also reveals that people of faith and those who are married are more satisfied than the general population. 56% of regular churchgoers say they are very satisfied with their personal life, as do 57% of people who are married. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Anti-Semitism in Paris, a city memorial honoring people who helped rescue Jews in France during the country's Nazi occupation, has been defaced with paint. The attack on the Wall of the Righteous comes in the context of tensions and anger in France over the Israel-Hamas war. Anti-Semitic acts have surged in France, a country with the largest Jewish and Muslim populations in Western Europe. This is SRN News. Highlights from the government's new U.S. population estimates.
Detroit finally gained more population last year, while cities in the South continue to grow. Those are some of the highlights from the latest U.S. Census Bureau report. Detroit, Michigan's largest city, had dwindled down to a third of its former population of 1.8 million. But last year, Motor City added close to 2,000 new residents, Mayor Mike Dugan tells the AP. It's a day we've been waiting for 10 years. The growth has been mostly in the South, which had 13 of the 15 fastest growing cities, 8 of them in Texas. San Antonio added 22,000 residents. Fort Worth, Charlotte, North Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida also saw gains. Jennifer King, Washington.
Kansas Governor Laura Kelly vetoing a measure that would have earmarked up to $5 million for gun detection systems in schools, expressing concern that it would have benefited only one particular company, that company called Zero Eyes. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.